The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the Hot Spring Spas at Full Tables 2 Studio at the Tampa Downtown Hilton, coming to you live and direct from the home of the NCAA Frozen Four, fresh off a victory for the University of North Dakota last night before an incredible crowd of green and white watching everything on the ice. And man, oh man, was it great. I want to thank our fine sponsors that have made our broadcast from Tampa possible. The Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio is alive and well. We're still waiting for the Grande hot tub, but I think it's kind of the grand finale of the show, Vince, right?
It's coming.
Yeah, Vince is with us today from Hot Springs. We didn't even have time to talk about the hot tubs yet.
No.
I thought of that after. We're talking all hockey.
That's right.
All hockey. We'll talk mostly hockey today. We do have a couple of other things to cover, including a governor's race earlier in the week. My fill-in, Pat Finken, chatted with Wayne Stengem and his new running mate, Nicole Pullman. And today we'll chat with Doug Burgum and his new running mate, Brent Sanford. Quite an announcement that happened yesterday. So a little commentary on that to come and a conversation on that. We'll also chat with the president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer, and his successor. And that will be the one and only Mark Kennedy. So both the presidents will be here with us today on the program as well. Some former Sioux, including Jason Blake from the 97 championship team, Mike Commodore from the 2000 championship team, Ed Schaefer, as I mentioned, Kerry Eads, Troy Murray, and Steve Johnson. And I guess Ed is a former Sioux, too, because he's an alum, so I did include him. And here's another former Sioux and current Sioux, the coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, Brad Berry. Coach, how are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing?
Better now after your win last night.
You and me both, brother.
Wow, that was fun, huh?
Yeah, it was. You could call it fun.
Yeah. Now, hockey purists would say, okay, you didn't bring your best game, but is that fair?
Yeah, that is fair. That's very fair for a number of reasons. Obviously, our guys, I think a few things went into it. No excuses, but I think a little bit of nerves and jitters in the first period. I thought our second period was very good, and our third period we got away from it a little bit. So, again, a learning experience for some of our guys. I got to hand it to Denver. They're a very good team. They play with a lot of pace, and they have good structure, well-coached. They played hard. They're one of the toughest teams we played against all year. And, again, I think there's a little bit of everything going on there.
Now, but as I say, that's a hockey purist view. Boy, didn't play well, not their best game, everything else. Fans, I mean, you know, they obviously see a 2-0 lead and have it go away, and that's never fun. But then to come back and win it, it's a gut check on coming back, too. So there's a lot of grit there, wasn't there?
Yeah, again, and this is the time of year, Scott, where you're going to have good teams playing against each other that, you know, you can't take anything for granted. Teams will score goals. And the biggest thing for us is we had the lead. We gave it up, but we found a way to win. We got the job done, and there was a calmness on the bench with our players saying all the right things, and leadership takes over this time of year. And we have great leaders in our locker room.
So bring us inside the bench. What kind of things are they saying?
Well, you know, you got different personalities on the bench. You got a guy like Gage Ospis, who's a very, very strong person, but he doesn't say a lot. But when he does, they're impactful words. You got a guy like Troy Stetcher, who speaks from his heart. You know, that's very direct, and he's very vocal. You know, and then you got other guys that are, you know, that have been there before that say the right things. But, you know, the one thing, when it was 2-2, there was no panic in the bench. And I know there was a timeout after 10 minutes. Players said something, I said something. And again, you know, kind of the main message was, you know, we've come too far, fellas. Like, we had a long year. We've done a lot of great things. We've come too far. Let's not let it slip away here. Let's make sure we get doing the things that we do. And we regrouped. And again, I got to hand it to our guys for dialing in that way.
Talk about the game winner.
Well, you know, it's about practice, about details, what we do. And, you know, we practice face-off plays, offensive and defensive zone face-off plays throughout practice during a week. Once, twice a week, we do it. And the pure repetition of the routes and guys' responsibilities are a big deal. Well, it was indicative of that play where Brock Besser wins a draw back, and our board side winger, which was Drake Kajula in this instance, we call it a high blast. he gets the puck and he wants to put it on net. And, you know, he got a block, but Brock picked it up and made a great play to Nick on the back door for a tap in there. So, again, the guys followed through in the structure. And again, it's about details, and they do have done a great job with it.
You have been behind that bench in a tournament many times. All right. You've obviously, you did it as a player. You did it as an assistant coach. You're doing it for the first time as the head coach of this team. What was that like?
Yeah, a little bit different. You know, obviously a lot more going on. You know, when I was an assistant coach running a D, you know, you got six guys you're in charge of, and you know, you have a relationship with those guys, and, you know, you put those guys on the ice as you see fit. Well, now you're running double the amount. You got 12 forwards, and you're running four lines, and not only that, but you're managing power play, penalty kill, different parts of the game as far as the bench management side. So a lot more going on. I love it. Absolutely love it. You know, I was fortunate enough to play under as a player and coach with a lot of good coaches. And again, took a lot of great things away from a lot of different coaches. So, again, it's very happy to be privileged and humbled to be in this position.
One of the coaches that you played for, Gino Gasparini, you brought along on this trip as a member of the team charter and everything else, which I think was extraordinarily classy and really kind of neat. Talk about that.
Well, first of all, you know, there's a number of reasons of bringing Gino. I think the first and foremost is just because, you know, he was a guy that, you know, laid the blocks and the foundation of the program that's getting it back on the rails and winning three national championships. You know, out of pure respect of what he's done, wanted him to be part of our family, you know, the North Dakota hockey family, and he always will be, and it's great to have him and Tootsie here. The other thing is he's been in here and done that before. You know, he's had success here, and, you know, it's just little things, too, of having somebody around you, a great mentor that you know, tells you little different things, you know, in small conversations, and just having somebody. You always have to have great people around you, and again, he's great people.
He sure is. Do you bring a guy like Gino into the room at all, or have him around the players during practice, or I mean, do you keep that routine kind of normal?
You know what, Scott? I've never thought of that. You know, like I might do that. I might do that. I might bring him in the room tomorrow, or even maybe later today, or something. I think that's a great idea. You know, we haven't done that just because, you know, we go with tradition and routine and different things like that. But hearing it from a former coach like that, that's a great idea.
And I would, you know, is there anybody that's won more national titles than Gino? You got three, right?
Yeah, at the North Dakota program, no.
Oh,
he
yeah.
has won three, and again, in a short amount of time. And again, he didn't, he won, you know, I think he got a point in 78 or 79, and he won in 80 and 82. I mean, right away after he got a point. And, you know, like I said, that says a lot about what he's done for the program.
We talked to a few formers who, yesterday on the program. We'll talk a few more today, as you heard. And, you know, when you ask them about the championship games that they were in, you know, the goals sort of fade away, and the plays and what happened and everything else, but they talk all about the lifelong friendships. I mean, it's really amazing what kind of bond happens between people like that are in that room together, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. You know, guys are here over a four-year period. You know, some guys maybe less, you know, signing pro contracts, but, you know, the family atmosphere, the bond that they create is unbelievable. And again, we always talk about it. We talk about it since August about the goals we want to get to. This is the last box we want to check, playing on that April 9th game and winning that game. And, you know, there's a lot of short-term goals or boxes to check. This is the last one we got to get to. And again, we're going to get after it.
You and I have exchanged a few texts over the year. You know, I think we did an interview very early on after you were named, and then kind of just kind of kept in touch and chatted a little bit. And every time you send one back, and after I say, "Hey, nice win, Coach," it's we're on a mission. They're on a mission. They're just you know, this has really been. I mean, and obviously every team wants to get to the national championship game, but having the bar as high as it is for University of North Dakota hockey, where without a national title, it's a bad year, right?
Yeah, 100%.
You get the grief. Well, talk about the mission. Why do you think this year the intensity on the mission has been prevailing more than others?
Well, I think there's, again, a number of reasons. I think first and foremost is we've been here the last two, three years, you know, in this similar situation and set ourselves up that, you know, there's a lot of heartache and disappointment, you know, not getting to that last game and winning it, and we haven't gotten there. We talk about it openly and freely all the time about, you know, we have to get to another level, and our guys have accepted that. You know, they're dialed in and they're focused on doing it. And, you know, at North Dakota, and I'll be totally honest with you, when we recruit players, sometimes it's not always for a certain type of player coming to North Dakota because there's such high bar expectations to win and the demand on them to train and do different things with their time. So, like I said, you got to have a special type of person to come to North Dakota, and again, it's one that has to demand excellence from.
Vince, any words of wisdom for Coach Barry? You look like you're soaking it all in there.
I'm taking it all in. I'm excited as a fan to be in the championship game, so we get to enjoy it today and Quinnipiac tomorrow.
See, that's the other thing, the pressure. Like, you know, we went to the Frozen Faceoff in the last couple of years, haven't done that well after the first game, one and out. You know, when you see all those green and white and black jerseys that are just infiltrating the buildings here, you feel a responsibility. If you lose that game, you let a ton of people down. So I'm glad you said that, Vince. That's another big deal why we want to win is because of our fans.
Oh, yeah, and wasn't it fun last night? I love the deal they did at the beginning where they had players say, hey, Kyle, you know, before every period, they would have players up on the big jumbo screen saying, let's go make some noise. And, of course, Denver's players do it, and it's like...
Yeah.
Golf clap, and you know, the UND guys are doing it. It's unbelievable. Good luck, Brad.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
We love you, and we're rooting for you.
Thanks a lot. We'll bring it home.
Bring it home. Exactly right. Live from the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studio. More coming up from Tampa, Florida. Our special coverage of What's on Your Mind continues after this short timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT 865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Piper's.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Tampa, Florida, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studios. Friday means we're brought to you in part by, the North Dakota Oil Can Program. North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. So Tessa Sandstrom, a good loyal UND alum, yesterday at, what's the name of that place, Vince? It's right across from the arena there. The alumni party was it's a weird name.
Like, yeah,
Craig's Live or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
Ferdy's.
Was it Fergie's? Fergs. There you go.
Yes.
Fergs.
Yes.
Short for Fergie, maybe. Yeah, anyway, it was jam-packed and a lot of UND folks there. A grand old time. As you can hear, I'm out of cheer. Been cheering just a little bit loud. We have a great program lined up for you today, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for any of these guests on the program. I want to thank our sponsors, too, for bringing you our special broadcast. Icon Architects, community-inspired, value-driven, and client-focused. I love the story about the Icon Arena in Grand Forks. They needed new youth hockey facilities there. Icon led the way and built an arena with all charitable donations, gave a nice sizable donation themselves, and then said, okay, how else can we help the community? So the park board is co-located there. So it's value-driven. The original plan for the arena was like $15, $16 and they got it in at $12. Very client-focused. They do good work. I mean, they're out in Watford City, the law enforcement center that is being designed and under construction soon, I believe, out there is one of their projects, as well as the beautiful McKenzie County Courthouse and things in every corner of North Dakota. Doing good work. Thunder Seed, first in the field by Hyde Bailey, a top 25 CPA firm in the nation, Midco. Official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey, Valor Insurance, Bellaroo Transport, Gate City Bank, Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson. I don't think you'll be able to get a seat in there Saturday. Pro Rehab, First International Bank and Trust, helping dreams come true. Saw Steve and Gretchen Stengen yesterday, Peter and Eric, the whole crew down here in Mass and having a great, great time. So that was fun. Advanced Business Methods as well. ABMNow.com is their website, ABMNow.com, and the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Say, Vince, could I send you to tell Mr. Tim Hennessy there that somebody on the phone wants to talk to him?
Yes.
That'd be kind of fun, because I know our next guest, the one and only, number five, Jason Blake, is joining us, Sioux legend, and a member of a national championship team himself, as all of our guests from the former Sioux category are, 1997 national champion. Jason Blake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good to hear your voice. What's are you in Tampa somewhere? You got to be on your way to Tampa, if nothing else, right?
You know, believe it or not, I am in Florida. I'm in Naples. We're on spring break here, and we've had this trip planned out. We were in Disney, and we didn't get back till last night. But I did get a chance to watch the game on TV. What a great game it was! And Sioux pride, man. It's unbelievable.
So, what did you think of that game?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I thought they played really well. I thought they had some. I thought Denver played good. It was just a great hockey game in general, and to watch the Sioux prevail and score that game-winning goal with a minute left in the third period was awesome.
And probably not their best game, right? Sure. Do you get a chance to watch a lot of games throughout the year still, Blaker?
Well, I have watched. Yeah, I mean, I do follow them, and I have watched them a few times this year. I thought that they, you know, when they got up 2-0, I thought they had the game in control, and I think they sat back and. I wouldn't say they stopped playing. It just, you know, it's two-goal lead is probably the worst lead in hockey. And, you know, credit to Denver. They fought and came back with two good goals. But Sioux prevailed, and it was awesome to see. And I got four kids, but my 12-year-old son and I were jumping around in the house here. And so it was fun.
That's a great time. That's fantastic. So what's on tap for Saturday night? Are you going to bring the whole family to Tampa, or are you going to stay on plan for the vacation?
We're actually going home tomorrow, unless I can switch my ticket, but we are actually going home. Kids start school again on Monday. We've been here down here for 9 days, but if I'm not able to make it, I will definitely be watching it on TV. You know, traveling with four kids, it's tough to change plans. You got to kind of stick to the itinerary that the wife puts in place and just go along with it.
Especially when you get a little break, right? Which is rare.
What's that?
I said, especially when you got a break, which is rare.
Yeah, no, I know. So
yeah. So tell us a little bit about that 97 team. You know, obviously many of us remember that being sort of we're back, right, after the previous national championship being 82 to that of North Dakota's 7. 97 was, under Coach Blaze, and it was, a team that wasn't expected to do it, but you were a big reason we did what we did. What'd you think?
Well, it's something that you never forget, obviously. Not only winning the championship, but the guys on your team, it's everybody in general. I mean, it's just everybody, the from the training staff, the equipment staff, to the coaches, the players. It was a special year. I mean, I'd be the first one to tell you that, and I'm sure you were there, and that was the year we probably shouldn't have won it. The chips just, everything just kind of laid out, and, we just, obviously, Michigan losing to Boston University in the semi-game, and we got a chance to play Boston, and it's just one of those things. It was a very special year, though. It's something that you'll never forget. And, I just wish, my second and third year, the years that we didn't win it, that we had such great, years and we didn't lose very many games and we were ranked number one in the country. And we fell short. And that's how it is. I mean, you got that one game elimination and, but I am very, it was just awesome that I got a chance to be a part of something so special in North Dakota, a team that I grew up watching, a team that I got to watch in 87 win the national championship with the Hercus Circus. And, I never thought it'd come true, but winning a national championship in North Dakota was probably one of the best things that's ever happened in my life. And especially with the guys on our team, from our captain, Dane Lickey, on down, and the coaching staff, it's something special. And it's the tradition that goes on, the tradition that is in North Dakota is something to be, very proud of, to be a part of. And like I said, it was something that I'll never forget.
No question about that. You played a lot of years in the NHL. What kind of a reputation does UND have in the NHL? Once you get to that level, are you talking about your college years or guys ribbing each other back and forth? Talk a little bit about, North Dakota having put out so many players, what people think of the school and the program.
Well, they all know about the tradition, and obviously the hockey rink speaks for itself. Probably the nicest rink in the country. I know it only seats 11,000 or 12,000, but, the amenities is off the charts. And, for a smaller city, I think Grand Forks is only, 50,000 people. I mean, to have a rink of that magnitude is unbelievable. Yeah, you do talk. I mean, you obviously play against guys that played at other schools. I played with Sean Bates in New York, and he played for Boston University, the team that we beat in the 97 championship. So you do talk about that a little bit.
And give a little ribbon back and forth. I love it. We're up against the clock. Unfortunately, I could talk all darn day. Jason Blake, former Sioux on that 97 championship team. Thank you, sir.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. from the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
NCAA hockey country, Tampa, Florida, for the NCAA National Championship. And while we're away, getting all fired up for UND hockey, back home, some big political news. We have a big election, June 14th. North Dakotans get to decide who is the Republican Party standard bearer for governor of North Dakota. Wayne Stengen and his newly announced running mate, Nicole Pullman from Bismarck, Doug Burgum from Fargo, and now Brent Sanford from Watford City. And Brent and Doug are joining us in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott. I bet you were here knowing you.
Well, yeah, exactly right.
I bet you wish you were here.
I was tugged, right? I got this great love for UND hockey, and I have this great love for politics and what's happening back there, so I definitely am being a little tugged these ways. Doug, let me start with you on this, because this is your decision. How did it come to be?
Well, I'm super excited about having Brent join the ticket, and this is more than just geographic balance, which, of course, is very important these days, given the importance of the Bakken and importance of the energy industry to our economy. Having someone who's lived and breathed the entire cycle from before it started through the whole boom, working as a leader, you know, in a community, building community, working with private companies, all the stuff that Brent's done, all the leadership that he showed through that. But he's also now got, you know, he's on the front lines of experiencing a downturn. And so having that's great. But beyond the geographic balance, you know, Brent's, you know, he's a CPA. He's been a CFO of a 400-person company. He's a you know, Class B kid like I was, Watford City and Arthur, and Elaine. But on the top of that, he's a UND grad, so we got UND and NDSU on the same ticket, and that's great diversity also.
Wow, I'd forgotten that. And how about that? You can't script it any better. You know, and as far as that comes, I like Brent better than I like you, Doug. You know what I'm saying? But for you, Brent, I mean, obviously you're a business owner and mayor and got a lot going, and obviously have been, I would say, a vocal Wayne Stengen supporter. Talk about, you know, this decision from your perspective.
Well, I tell you what, as we've moved through the campaigning and through the convention, I've become a Doug Burgum man. I see there's a new way to go about this, and he's a new leader for our changing economy, and we need to go about this in a business way, just like he's done in setting up Great Plains Software. And besides his business expertise, he's a firm believer in local control.
And that's something that really rings a bell for me when you think about what we've gone through with surge funding, with formula changes, with all the needs we had for infrastructure, and always having to go back to Bismarck to beg for the money that was generated in our county. It was really a realization to me that Doug's way and Doug's vision forward is the way to go. It's the best thing for our state going forward. I'm very excited to be part of it.
I want to ask each of you about the decision itself, about, you know, how you do this. Doug, I'll start with you related to the, you know, obviously it looks as though this came together rather quickly. A, is that true? And B, it, did this change with the pick of your opponent, Wayne Stanton?
Well, I was running a process independent of who the other ticket was going to pick. And we started this process months ago. We knew they were going to have to do it. We had a list as long as 20 people. We narrowed it down to a set of highly qualified finalists. And we were, you know, really trying to think across the state what kind of leaders could really do the great job, be great lieutenant governor, but also, you know, bring diversity and balance to the ticket. And then through that process, through a bunch of great candidates, you know, Brent came to the top of it. And, you know, and some people said, well, hey, well, you know, he's the Wayne supporter. And I said, well, that doesn't matter to me. He's not the, you know, first Wayne supporter that's going to switch, and he's not going to be the last one. He's actually beginning of a, you know, he's an indication of a movement that's happening. And I think this is a signal to the Wayne supporters out there that, you know, the Burgum-Sanford ticket's going to listen to everybody. We're not about, you know, Bismarck insider only. We want to represent the entire state, and we want all Republicans in the state to have an opportunity to select their governor and lieutenant governor. And I think we've got a really strong team on the field, and I'm super excited about working with Brent.
And from your perspective, Brent, did you find yourself reluctant? I mean, Doug, talking about the process and how long it took, did you say no? Did you say, let me think about it? Somebody well-placed in North Dakota political politics said, well, Doug's asking everybody to be a governor. And I'll ask you to respond to that in a moment, Doug. But, you know, I mean, talk about it from your perspective. Did you see this as others said no, and so I'm kind of a later pick? Or did you say it as... you just explained it from your perspective. Tell me what that was like.
No, I think it was the courageous pick. I look at it, the fact that I was a Wayne Stengem supporter. I'm obviously a Wayne Stengem supporter. His attorney general role, the things that happened in Western North Dakota during that time. So to be frank, I'm part of a tidal wave of people that will see that this is the way to go. Doug's the new leader for the changing economy. Plain and simple, we need a business aspect to this. We need to focus on local control. We need to focus on outsiders being part of the process and not just Bismarck insiders. I think that the whisper campaign that's been going on about Doug for months affected me. And after confronting Doug about it, working through the issues, I see that his vision for the fiscal future of North Dakota is sound. And his business expertise, the way he goes about problem solving, the way he's not threatened by bringing someone on board that wasn't always on his team. He actually embraces it, sees it as a great opportunity. I think this is the way to go forward. And I'm excited that he's courageous about it. He's excited about it, and so am I. This is the way forward for the people of our state.
The comment I heard, Doug, specifically was he's asked everybody, and they said no. Well, obviously you didn't ask everybody, but did you ask a bunch of people who said no?
The only person that I asked was, in the end, was Brent Sanford. And the person I asked and made the offer to said yes. So I guess I'm batting 1,000, one for one. But, you know, we had great conversations. We had a number of people that were willing to step up and do it, other courageous people like Brent. But Brent was the only person that was asked.
And this whisper campaign, what's Brent talking about? What's the whisper campaign?
Well, by that I would mean some of the conversations that I've been having with folks that are in the know, or I would have thought were in the know, about the characterizations that Doug is making or supposedly making on the campaign trail, such as not supporting Surge or being a part of one of the special few that are chosen for benefits of economic development benefits in Fargo.
I got it. So, Doug, what would you say? What do you think the worst thing is being said about you that is a misrepresentation of your record?
I don't think any of it matters. I think it's a bunch of... cynicism. It's, you know, to me, it's people trying to protect the status quo. It's people trying to, you know, change the debate from where the future of North Dakota is going, and, you know, dragging people down into, you know, misrepresentations about stuff. And none of that. I get that's part of politics. None of it even bothers me. I'm looking to the future, and I'm very confident about where we're going. I'm confident about the team we're going to put together, and I'm confident that North Dakota voters are smart enough to look past the cynicism, and people are going to understand that where it's coming from inside of Bismarck. I mean, it's not coming from anybody that's ever worked with me the last 33 years, and there's thousands of people that know my character, my integrity, what I've done for the state, what the sacrifice I've made, what I'm giving back. I mean, think about it. People are trying to make an issue out of the fact that I was offering to not take my salary. They even asked if that was legal. I guess you'd have to be a career politician to actually ask, you know, you'd have to be a career politician to not be able to figure out how to give your salary back. I mean, I think a sixth grader could figure out how to give their salary back if you gave them the problem for 10 minutes.
All right, last question on the swirl here, and then I want to get to one question at least on sort of what you two together are planning on to projecting and suggesting for the future. That, you know, there's things out there about donations that Brent has made to Ryan Taylor and to an email that Roscoe Shriley received from him in which you were referred to as not very business friendly and an IT. What is your response to what you know now?
Well, Ryan and Nikki Taylor are family friends. The Mogan family has been friends of ours for many, many years in McKenzie County and Watford City. So that's what the genesis of that. It's not that I'm a Democrat. My family's fourth generation Republican, proudly so. My great-grandfather and my grandfather served in the legislature. My father served on city council for 8 years. We're public servants. We're Republicans. And as to the issues of the emails with Roscoe Shriley, there are private conversations about questions I had on where Doug was at on surge funding and all the, and the other issues and that were noticed in there. And they were part of a whisper campaign. And I see the resolution after talking to Doug with these issues that his vision for the future is sound. What he's saying is what he means, and we're ready to go forward. Doug's a great new leader for this changing economy, and the business aspect and the local control is the way to go. That's why I'm on board. I'm very excited about the future now.
Doug, were you disappointed about these revelations?
None of it was a surprise to me. Brent and I had conversations. I knew where it was coming from. And like I said, I welcome courageous leaders, people that are willing to, you know, question the status quo. Brent's one of those people, and we're going to make a great team. And I'm super excited to have him on board.
All right. We're short on time here, gents, but I do want an elevator pitch, if you will, on what the vision of this campaign is. And Doug, frankly, some people think it's been too critical. You and I have talked about that before, right, that it's all about bashing the current Republicans in office. I mean, do you reject that criticism? And give me what the future brings if you're the governor.
Well, if talking factually about the current state of the economy and the current state of the state budget's critical, you know, I guess I'll own up to that because that's all we've been doing. And it sounds like as of yesterday coming out of the convention, maybe after, you know, Wayne comes up with 48% of the vote out of, you know, a group of insiders that he should have controlled, he's getting the message. And yesterday on your show, you know, led by, hosted by their campaign leader, Pat Finken, you know, when they're tossing softballs back and forth to each other in a prearranged chat on this program. You know, then they started for the first time talking about some of the budget issues. And if we can get our, the competition to talk about the budget issues, then maybe we can, you know, if everybody agrees we got a situation, then we can talk about who's got the best vision for the future. But I've had to spend the last 2 months, you know, trying to get the state to wake up the situation we're in. And a lot of people don't want to talk about the situation because they think it reflects badly on them. But we want to talk about the future. That's what Brent and I are going to do going forward. And again, one thing I said it on Saturday at the convention, I don't think it's responsible for a leader to try to lead a set of people without being honest with them about what the facts are. And I don't think that's critical. I think that's high integrity. It's high integrity to talk to people about our situation. And, you know, if people want to have a debate about, $1.1 billion and they think it's better to call it a shortfall and deficit, let's just go to the private sector. We'll call it is what it is. It's a loss. And if you cover that loss with taking money off your balance sheet, you know, if you did that in the private sector, your company would be worth $1 less money. I mean, you'd be out of it. So saying that everything's okay and this is well planned for, no company plans to lose $1 billion. I mean, no one would plan to do that. And so I want to just say that, you know, Brent and I are focused on the future. We got 68 days to get our message out to people. We're going to be campaigning tirelessly with a bunch of energy to get out there. And we want to hear from the people in the state. And again, we got a mayor on the ticket.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
We've all heard the reports and seen the studies, and the headlines read North Dakota number one booziest state in America, and one in three North Dakotans report binge drinking in the past month, and it's part of our culture. But what's more is that it's part of what's killing North Dakotans, from unborn children to senior citizens. According to the North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 were alcohol-related. From those crashes, 63 people died and families and friends were impacted. From overconsumption and underage drinking to drinking and driving, we as a state have a lot of work to do in order to start reversing those trends. Here at the North Dakota Safety Council, we're dedicated to education, not only for the drinking age population, but for anyone from teenage drivers to business owners in our state.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I think this song, cranked up loud with a North Dakota versus Quinnipiac NCAA final on the big screen in a Grande Hot Springs hot tub, would be like heaven on earth. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% correct.
Is that possible?
It is.
Could I be in a hot tub and watch television?
Yes, you can. We do have a TV, wireless Wi-Fi TV. Whatever you're watching in the home, it Wi-Fi's it out to the hot tub TV.
Get out of town.
No.
That happens.
It does.
And I know I have the, you know, my phone and all my songs on the phone go right wirelessly to the awesome speakers right there on the...
Bluetooth.
Yeah, nice. I am, Bluetooth. Yeah. But they have the Bluetooth speakers that pop out of the...
hot tub,
the
yes.
Top of the hot tub.
Yeah. It's more than a hot tub.
Here's the thing I want folks to know. By the way, we're talking with Vince Wepker, who's our fine title sponsor of the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio here in Tampa, Florida, where we are broadcasting for the NCAA Frozen Four. And we have a couple of minutes here because Mike Commodore is not answering the telephone. That can't be. I think Mike is playing in Russia. So the time difference may be a little weird. Given the tweet that he sent out last night taunting the Denver Pioneers after the win, he may have been imbibing in something other than a diet soda. I don't know. Well, but anyway, so we're going to keep trying to get him for sure. There's a... Yeah, somebody else imbibing and some goodies. Ooh. So, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, we just wrapped up an interview with Doug Bergerman, Brent Stanford, the Republican ticket that will be on the ballot June 12th, along with Wayne Stengem and Nicole Pullman. And there's been a lot of political swirl the last couple of days about that. And got a chance to visit with them yesterday. That was pre-taped. We normally would take calls for them, and a couple of calls came in towards the end of the interview with questions, and I'm sorry we couldn't get them in because it was on tape. But they'll be back, and we're going to set out a
wasn't really bus. Tape.
What does that mean? Yeah, digital, whatever. previously a recorded interview, if I could say recorded anymore. But anyway, we're working on a robust schedule of really covering well and fair. From both sides of the perspective, I want you to listen to the show as a Wayne Stengem, Nicole Pullman supporter, and a Doug Burgum, Brent Sanford supporter, and say they're calling balls and strikes. If they see something they don't like on one side, they say it. If they, on the other side, they say it. That's what I want. And I also want to disclose things. I mean, when Pat Fagan was on this program, Pat is a friend of mine. Pat is a big-time, long-time political strategist in North Dakota. He's a campaign advisor to Wayne Stengem and many, many Republicans. Right, so architect of John Hovind's wins in the governor's race, but I'm also going to tell you, for instance, Brent Stanford is a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, and you probably can detect that on the radio. And I've not known Brent long, but I've known him as long as I've spent time in Western North Dakota. And he and his wife Sandy are friends of mine. I can't say that about any of the other three candidates in that race. I hardly know Nicole Pullman at all. I know her husband, Jim, who is a former insurance commissioner. And is actually down here in Tampa, Florida, as a matter of fact. And I know Wayne, obviously. My wife grew up around Wayne in Grand Forks, babysat Andrew when he was very young. So my wife has a connection to Wayne. So, a lot of folks involved. You end up with, friends and family here. Doug Burgum, I don't know as a friend, but I know him as a fellow, business type and a great, great, obviously part of the Fargo community where I've spent a lot of years covering things. So, it's a small state. You know a lot of people. So I don't think we need to I want you to know everything, right? Sometimes there's radio talk shows and others that are spewing things where you're not getting the full story. You're getting what you think is their unvarnished opinion, but really you're getting other influences. I want to be fair here. I want you to know exactly what you need to know about everything. We'll call balls and strikes on that whole race. And the voters will ultimately decide, as it should be, for crying out loud. Anyway, so back to the hot tubs. And Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We have one in our backyard. And Coach Barry just said, my back is really bad. Would it help, Vince? What'd you tell him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 93 million Americans missed work last year due to back pain. Coach needs one. He'll get one. It will be a definite improvement in his life. That's why we say every day made better, because you physically get out of this thing better than you got in. You're better physically, you are better mentally, and you're even better relationally. And I think you can speak to that too, Scott.
Oh, without question. I mean, here's what I haven't figured out. My brain seems to work better, right? I can sort of clear the deck from a busy day, really sleep well if I'm doing 20 minutes before I hit the bed. All the sort of, ins and outs and pressures of the day just evaporates. You get to bed, you feel better, and the next day starts fresh.
That's right.
So my friend TJ Russell over at Cloverdale, he says he goes in the morning when he can. Because it really starts his day. We've compared notes before, and he's like, oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. So maybe, and see, it's a good thing when his head's clear, because he goes to the shop and he leads this massive organization, making some of the best bacon on earth. So the Hot Spring Spas maybe have credit due for more things than we realize.
It does. And, think about it. We're 80% water. The human being is 80% water. We belong in water. We were first 9 months of your life in water. Earth, 70% water. It cycles you into the day and cycles you out of the day.
They soon will be in front of Walmart, the South Walmart in Bismarck, but they're in the Kirkwood Mall now. They're also in Grand Forks, Fargo too, West Fargo actually, across from Spitfire, next to Spitfire there. Hot spring spas and pool tables too, and more from Tampa coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.